Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frosted bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried.
That's right, Mom.
And my mama cried again. I know, Mom, but it's a way to earn a living. And my mama cried one more time. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. I turned around and I said one more time, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, just for Vinny, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo. Started into whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. With a lead-filled snowshoe. He said, peek-a-boo. With a lead-filled snowshoe. He said, peek-a-boo. He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. Hit him on the nose. That's right. Hit him on the fin. Yes, he went whap. And that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mittenful of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the Huskies go. Over by Butts's room. And then I proceeded to rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the citizens of Canarsie, was destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. The vigorous circular motion. Here it goes. Rub it.
Hey.
All right, now this is the really exciting part of the show. This is the part I always like the best, because this is where I get to find out what you guys are made of, and you gals too. This is the part where we are purported to have audience participation. Now I know it's a matinee, and you know, you're probably in a hurry to go get something to eat, but I figure that this little audience participation that we're gonna do right now is so totally stupid that it's, well, just think of it as an aperitivo, you know what I mean? So, okay, everybody, stand up. Stand up now. All right, that's very good. Okay, a lot of you people are still sitting down. No, don't walk forward. Just stand up. Stand where you are. Okay, is everybody standing up? Well, most of you are standing up. Okay, the ones who aren't standing up, hey, eat chain.
Enforced recreation, live on stage in London. Now, we're going to do away with the fur trapper now. The guy's been hit by Baby Seal quite a bit. Baby Seal doesn't look too good. Bleeding from the mouth and rectum, it looks terminal. So what we're going to do is we're all together going to jump up and down this son of a bitch. Now watch me. I'll do the stupid thing first, and then you shy people follow. Ready? Here we go.
Hi, are you okay?
Fine.
Oh. Oh, how you doing? No, but I'll tell you what, you can stay there and recite a poem. Here, what's your name? I'll hold it. It's okay, it might break.
Angus O'Reilly or Patrick McGinty.
No, don't hold it.
Joey Narcotic. Angus O'Reilly or Patrick McGinty.
Want to recite your poem now?
Yeah. Birds win. Huck stinks. Child man. Birds. Squirms.
Is there more?
Ow! Pain!
Very essential. And now, thank you. All right. Now, as if that weren't enough, watch this. I'm going to do something completely stupid, and then after I demonstrate the stupidity of it all, you're going to do the same thing, and that will sort of bind us together in some sort of cosmic hands across the water kind of symbolic kind of just forget it, okay? Here we go. Watch this.
It's Jumbo.
It's Jumbo. That's
Jumbo,
right.
Come back.
Now you pounce. And you pounce again. Jump up and down the chest of him. Great googly moogly, you're gonna do it too. Now, wasn't that really stupid? Okay, tonight though, we're adding a new dimension to this. When we get to the fast part, when you jump up and down the chest of a, we're gonna vamp for an extra couple of bars. Now, this is very important. Bring the band on Tommy Hammy Boys so they can understand this. When the band plays very quietly after we jump up and down the chest of a, everybody's gonna recite a poem. What do you say? Okay? And I'm gonna be listening. No mistakes. Ready? Now everybody jumps. Now you pounce. You pounce again. You jump up and down the chest of it and recite a poem. Wait a minute. I think I like the poem better than the jumping. More poetry, please.
Was beaten with Lord's rubber sails. Who cares? Now it is light.
Alone in the hissing laboratory of his wishes, Mr. Pugh minces among bad vats and jeroboams, spinnies of murdering herbs, and prepares to compound for Mrs. Pugh a venomous porridge hitherto unknown to toxicologists, which will scald and viper through her. Till her ears fall off like figs, her toes grow big and black as balloons, and steam comes screaming out of her navel.
Kicks. Yeah.
Now listen, sit down. The fur trapper was pretty fucked up. He had just been stomped upon and recited to by the entire contents of this audience. And you know what that can do to a guy who's wearing a parka. So he gets up, and he looks around, and looks around, and looks around again. And then he says, and you can sing along if you know the words. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. He took a dog to a snow cone and stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog to a snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. Great googly moogly, I can't see. Temporarily, This is really stupid, isn't it? Well, it was at that time that the fur trapper remembered the ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as the result of enforced recreation live on stage in London, the only way that you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra, mile after mile, trudging across the tundra right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. What, another poem?
I want a garden. I want a garden where the flowers have no flowers. I want a garden where the trees have no leaves. I want a garden where the weeds don't even grow. I want a garden. I want my garden. I want the garden where there are no colors. I want to water that garden. I'll garden that with my tears, whilst that garden, whilst the trees, whilst the leaves, water me with my own.
Oh, you want kindergarten? Jenny Strikes.
Not bad, not bad. What's the title of that?
Broadmoor.
Broadmoor, all right. Warren, do you know one called Left Rack City? Where's Butsis?
Probably somewhere bending over.
Where is he? Are you? Send Malcolm up here.
Probably getting a hand job.
I know, that's just what I was thinking. He's in the lobby getting a blowjob. All right, sorry, maybe next show. We'll find him. One of these days, we'll get him up here. Now, some of you people are probably not very religious, and one could hardly blame you. However, those of you who are religious and who have been paying money into the church for years and years and are still waiting to get your money's worth, here's a little bit of information for you. I don't know what you're going to do with this information, but St. Alfonso is and probably will continue to be, for the duration of this show, the patron saint of the smelt fishermen of Portuguese extraction. You know what Portuguese extraction is? Very good. Anyway, in order that you may reach a higher level of consciousness, which is obviously the aim of our show, Ed Mann, who has been working on this little lick all afternoon, Ed, who only, he's not sick, he only has bad mental health, Ed is going to play the Big Alfonso motif. Let's hear it for him. Pancake breakfast, where I stole the margarine, and wheedle on the bingo cards in lieu of a latrine. I saw a handsome Paris lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille, and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty, said, why don't you treat me mean? At St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast, hi, good guy, get off the bus where I stole the margarine.
St. Alfonso's, St. Alfonso's,
Father Vivian, oblivion, resplendent in his frock, was whipping up the batter for the pancakes of his flock. He was looking rather bleary, he forgot to watch the clock, cause the night before behind the door, leprechaun had stole. He scrubbed it. The night before behind the door, leprechaun had stole. He scrubbed it. The night before behind the door, leprechaun had stole. His smile spoke to Spock, set him off in such a frenzy, he sang lock around the crowd, and then topped it off with a, and then topped it off with a, and then topped it off with a. As he stumbled on his cock, was delighted and stiffened and ripped right through his sock.
Oh, St. Alfonso would be proud of me, proud of me, proud of me.
He shouted down the block.
On this focus, come and conspiracy 2-0. Won't you eat my sleazy pancakes? Just the same way Alfonso. There's so light and fluffy white. We'll raise the fortune by tonight. There's so light and fluffy white. We'll raise the fortune by tonight. There's so light and fluffy brown. They're the finest in the town. There's so light and fluffy brown. They're the finest in the town. Good morning, Your Highness. Ooh, I brought.
Alfonso really loves it when he rubs it for him.
Your name on poetry, but thanks for reciting it anyway. Thanks for coming to the show. Hope you enjoyed it, and good night.